Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer, in for John Schaefer. Since the late 1990s, the songs of Seattle-based musician Damian Jurado have been filled with melancholy characters, many of them with broken hearts. He's drawn comparisons to other great character artists, like the short story writer Raymond Carver or even Bruce Springsteen during the Nebraska era. But on his latest release, Damian Jurado has stepped out from behind his characters and offered up one of his most personal albums to date. We'll find out more about the album Caught in the Trees, but first, a live performance. This is Damian Jurado with the song Sheets, live on Soundcheck.
They say he's still coming around like an injured bird, needing a nest, a place to rest his head, and the song you'll regret. Still you take him, Lord knows I don't wanna compete. Still I sleep in the very sheets he eats me. Swallow him whole like a pill that makes you choke, stills your soul. You have the nerve to look me in the eyes and lie. Send him back, I won't share the trap that you have me. Is he still coming around like an injured bird, needing a nest, a place to rest his head, in the song you'll regret? Still you take him, Lord knows I don't want to compete. Still I sleep in the very sheets he.
Damian Jurado live on Soundcheck. The song is Sheets. It's a live performance in the Soundcheck studio. It's also heard on his new album, Caught in the Trees. Damian and his band that you just heard there, Eric Fisher behind our drum kit, and Jenna Conrad playing electric guitar and providing backup vocals. They'll be playing tonight at the Mercury Lounge, doors at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow at Union Hall in Brooklyn, doors at 7:30. But I'm pleased that right now joining me here at the table is Damian Jurado. Welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you for having us.
Damian, I started out talking by mentioning that you're kind of known for telling some sad stories and creating some melancholy characters. Mm-hmm. Is that you? I think people always want to know about the songwriter behind those songs. Is that really indicative of who you are?
No, not really.
Not a sad guy?
No.
Not at all.
Well, on this album, you're doing less of the character sketches, mm-hmm. and this seems to be a more personal album.
Yeah.
Why the change now?
Well, for years, I was writing from a fictional standpoint, and I guess because life was really good and on the personal level for a lot of years. And then it was about the time, maybe almost 3 years ago, that just some things in my personal life sort of went downhill, and I ended up just sort of mentally and emotionally losing my mind, and I don't know, things just took a turn, and I started writing these songs that I eventually found out later on down the road that they were actually about me. So it wasn't something that I initially set out to do on purpose. I think it just sort of happened that way.
So as a you've talked in articles that that your marriage was nearing its end at mm-hmm. that time. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like with that kind of situation, you're talking about your world is sort of falling apart, do mm-hmm. you really have a choice in writing about it, or as a songwriter, is it something that you just have to do to sort of exercise it?
It's probably an exercise. I mean, it's not something that I, you know, purposely set out to do. I mean, I think, like, I don't know how to really answer that question. I don't know. I mean, things just sort of fell apart, and I think just writing from a personal standpoint came naturally. I just didn't really know what the songs were about me at the time, so.
This record also took longer than mm-hmm. Many of the other records that you've yeah. put out. This took almost a year, and it's also more of a collaborative effort mm-hmm. with Eric and Jenna. Mm-hmm. How did that come together with you writing a very, very personal album, but finding help from other people?
It was easy because both Eric and Jenna, who are not only people I play with, but they're like my best friends. Well, they are my best friends. And they were going through that, you know, with me, I think, at the time. Because a lot of it was happening on a tour that, on a tour that we did. And so it seemed perfect to have them collaborate on the songs.
There's a track from the record that mm-hmm. I want to play for our listeners mm-hmm. called Last Rites. Mm-hmm. And you're sort of writing so nakedly on this song, I mm-hmm. think, about what's going on. You say, I'm playing for keeps, the characters are real. It's mm-hmm. almost just a mission statement mm-hmm. for the album. Is that what's going on in this song?
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Last Rites from my guest Damian Jurado. Mm-hmm. This is the album Caught in the Trees. You're listening to Soundcheck.
I'm not a bird, you catch and release your last phone call. Some last ride home. I'm playing for keeps, the characters are real, so don't. Like a noise that you hear in return. It's easy to lumber, harder to fall. Broken on command.
Last Rites from Damian Jurado from the album Caught in the Trees. He's our guest here in the studio today on Soundcheck. You know, I asked you earlier, Damian, are you the sad guy in your songs? Part of the reason that I wanted to ask you that is I thought that you were engaged to be married, and it sounds like you certainly were.
I was.
And then what happened?
I got married.
You got married?
I got remarried, yeah.
When did you get married?
I got married last Sunday.
And well, first of all, are you in the middle of a tour? Should you be?
I am. yeah.
What was the ceremony like?
It was really good. It was small. Both Eric and Jenna were there, and my dad did the ceremony. He's a Superior Court judge in Washington State, and was in Seattle, where we're all from.
Outdoors or indoors?
It was indoors. I was actually at an art space called the McLeod Residence in Seattle. Yeah, I cried my eyes out.
Well,
I could barely get through my vows.
I did the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what can you do?
Yeah, it was really, really tough.
Well, Damien, let's first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I want to have you play another song.
Okay.
Tell us about the song "Dimes." This is one of my favorite songs on the record.
Thanks.
I think it's one of the songs that's been getting a lot of attention in early reviews of your record that just came out a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. What's going on in this song?
"Dimes." This is an interesting story, actually. This was actually the song that when we were recording the vocals for on this record that I actually realized, wow, this song is about me. And the opening lines, it's basically based around the marriage that I was in at the time. And in the opening lines, which I say, I have diamonds by the dozen. I'm placing a call to your husband, and does he know about me at all? The me is I'm talking to me to about is me. I mean, you know, it's like.
But you kind of didn't know it at the time.
I didn't know it at the time, and so when we did the vocal takes for that song, I mean, it dawns on me as I'm doing the vocal take, and there was just a lot of breaking down, and I just had to keep redoing it and stopping it and redoing it and. It was just a really emotionally heavy song, and I think it's one of those songs that I wanted to go back and change, you know, do different takes with. But both Eric and Jenna were like, no, I think those are the takes that we should use because it sounds like you're really sad, and I am.
And like you were saying before, it must be, now that you are in a band where you have very close friends beside you, it must make that kind of moment in the studio much, much easier.
Oh yeah, totally. It's much easier. I mean, I'm more open with them than any other friends that I have. So,
well, will you play the song for us?
Yeah, we will.
Great. This is "Dimes" from Damien Jurado, supported by Eric Fisher at our drum kit, and Jenna Conrad is moving over to our piano. This comes from their album "Caught in the Trees." They're playing tonight at the Mercury Lounge at 8 o'clock is when doors open, and also playing tomorrow at Union Hall in Brooklyn with doors at 7:30. This is Damien Jurado live on Soundcheck.
Placing a call to your husband. Does he know about me at all? If I hang up when he answers, it's too much for me to handle. What happens now when it all goes down? Gas station lights for a candle. Your heart's put together, then dismantled. The secrets are best when left unsaid. Floodgates are open, and you'll see me run. Caught in the trees. gates are open and you'll see me running back. And no one is perfect, you must admit it now.
Damian Jurado live on Soundcheck here on 93.9 FM, WNYC. That song is Dimes from his album Caught in the Trees. It's out now. Also playing with him, Eric Fisher on our drums and Jenna Conrad at our piano. Damian, you were sitting watching the show while we were talking earlier about the role of alcohol at live music. You're a 15 to 20 year veteran of and have played all around the country. Do you prefer one audience over the other? You've played all ages shows, I'm sure, that are dry audiences and had your share of nightclubs as well too. Do you prefer one over the other?
Not really. It's not really something that really concerns me much.
So you would sort of agree? We had a caller who said like it's sort of just part of your job as a performer.
Yeah, it is. But you know, I do love all ages shows, and I'm a big supporter of them, and I go to them quite a bit actually in Seattle. But
what about them? Do you like?
I like them because the people are far more attentive.
Oh, okay.
You know, and they're just younger, and they seem to be really, really more into it, I guess. Than
do you think that they're just more into your music, like a 16 or a 17 year old music fan is just going to be more into music than someone who's like, you know, 25 or 30 and out for the evening?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I there's this feeling that I get from all ages shows that are different, because like an all ages show, like they're very attentive, they're very into what you're doing, and they're paying close attention. And with more of the older audiences, it seems like we're like, there's this, I don't know, it's just like, entertain us, like, we're here, you know.
Also, I would bet from your standpoint, when you play an all ages show, you're also always playing often playing an unusual place. Like an all ages venue has been carved out of some place that really had no business being a rock venue.
Right? Yeah, which is really great.
Can you think of an example of a place that is an unusual all ages venue that you've enjoyed playing? Whether it's like a church, or I'm trying to think of other places that
there's a place called the Department of Safety in Anacortes, Washington. That's really cool. There's a few houses in Seattle that put on shows, and they're really great. I mean, I love them sometimes even more than clubs. So.
Well, and you've released records that are sort of like kind of hard rocking pop records, and you've released very introspective records that are very quiet, and you've performed, you know, solo on tour for those.
Right.
Do you think that a drinking audience makes any difference there in terms of like noise or distraction?
Well, most of the drinking audiences that we draw are people who come out. They're more like, if they get drunk, they're more quiet drunks, if anything else.
Okay.
Because the music's so sad, you know?
They're into it already.
They're really into it. I mean, they're not really like, you know, yelling Freebird. They're just yelling maybe something like, you know, God, that song's so sad. Thanks, brother, or whatever. You know, I've gotten that before.
One last question, a little bit of a turn, but you know, you released a record that was built around found sounds, stuff that you had stories on tape and letters and things like that that you had found.
Yeah,
is that something that you're still collecting?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And is that something that you'll continue to turn into songs? I guess what I'm trying to find out is what you're going to do now.
Well, the found sound thing is more of a I I collected it, and it became more of an inspiration behind the songs I was writing. Because there were, you know, the real people in real lives, and some of these recordings were really brutal, you know. One of them, you know, from an old man who has cataracts in his eyes and can't see, to a prostitute in a hotel room who's wondering when her pimp's going to come pick her up. I mean, these all become inspiration and songs.
Well, you can find out more about that record and also Damien's latest record, Caught in the Trees, at our website, the soundcheck page at WNYC.org. But to Damien, to you and Eric and Jenna, thanks so much for coming on Soundcheck.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
That does it for today's show. Tomorrow, the body parts most frequently sung about in music are the eyes. According to a new analysis of over 10,000 songs, we'll look at how different genres emphasize specific parts of the body. Also, the pianist Leon Fleischer, who is arguably the most famous right hand in the music business after a debilitating injury and a subsequent comeback. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Bill Bowen. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow. We've also had help today from Richard Rusinkovich. I'm Joel Meyer. Join us again at this time tomorrow on another Soundcheck. You're listening to WNYC.